Paper 106, Universe Levels of Reality. It is not enough that the ascending mortal should know something of the relations of deity to the genesis and manifestations of cosmic reality. He should also comprehend something of the relationships existing between himself and the numerous levels of existential and experiential realities, of potential and actual realities. Man's terrestrial orientation, his cosmic insight, and his spiritual directionization are all enhanced by a better comprehension of universe realities and their techniques of interassociation, integration, and unification. The present grand universe and the emerging master universe are made up of many forms and phases of reality which, in turn, are existent on several levels of functional activity. These manifold existents and latents have been previously suggested in these papers, and they are now grouped for conceptual convenience in the following categories. 1. Incomplete finites. This is the present status of the ascending creatures of the grand universe, the present status of Urantia mortals. This level embraces creature existence from the planetary human up to, but not including, destiny attainers. It pertains to universes from early physical beginnings up to, but not including, settlement in light and life. This level constitutes the present periphery of creative activity in time and space. It appears to be moving outward from paradise, for the closing of the present universe age, which will witness the grand universe attainment of light and life, will also and surely witness the appearance of some new order of developmental growth in the first outer space level. 2. Maximum finites. This is the present status of all experiential creatures who have attained destiny. Destiny is revealed within the scope of the present universe age. Even universes can attain to the maximum of status, both spiritually and physically. But the term maximum is itself a relative term. Maximum in relation to what? And that which is maximum, seemingly final, in the present universe age, may be no more than a real beginning in terms of the ages to come. Some phases of Avona appear to be on the maximum order. 3. Transcendentals. This superfinite level, antecedently, follows finite progression. It implies the pre-finite genesis of finite beginnings and the post-finite significance of all apparent finite endings or destinies. Much of Paradise Avona appears to be on the transcendental order. 4. Ultimates. This level encompasses that which is of Master Universe significance and impinges on the destiny level of the completed Master Universe. Paradise Havona, especially the circuit of the Father's worlds, is in many respects of ultimate significance. 5. Co-absolutes. This level implies the projection of experientials upon a supermaster universe field of creative expression. 6. Absolutes. This level connotes the eternity presence of the seven existential absolutes. It may also involve some degree of associative experiential attainment, but if so, we do not understand how. Perhaps through the contact potential of personality. 7. Infinity. This level is pre-existential and post-experiential. Unqualified unity of infinity is a hypothetical reality before all beginnings and after all destinies. These levels of reality are convenient compromise symbolizations of the present universe age and for the mortal perspective. There are a number of other ways of looking at reality from the other-than-mortal perspective and from the standpoint of other universe ages. Thus it should be recognized that the concepts herewith presented are entirely relative, relative in the sense of being conditioned and limited by 1. The limitations of mortal language. 2. The limitations of the mortal mind. 3. The limited development of the seven superuniverses. 4. Your ignorance of the six prime purposes of superuniverse development which do not pertain to the mortal ascent to paradise. 5. Your inability to grasp even a partial eternity viewpoint. 6. The impossibility of depicting cosmic evolution and destiny in relation to all universe ages, not just in regard to the present age of the evolutionary unfolding of the seven superuniverses. 7. the inability of any creature to grasp what is really meant by pre-existentials or by post-experientials, that which lies before beginnings and after destinies. Reality growth is conditioned by the circumstances of the successive universe ages. The central universe underwent no evolutionary change in the Havona age, but in the present epochs of the superuniverse age, it is undergoing certain progressive changes induced by coordination with the evolutionary superuniverses. The seven superuniverses now evolving will sometime attain the settled status of light and life, will attain the growth limit for the present universe age. But beyond doubt, the next age, the age of the first outer space level, will release the superuniverses from the destiny limitations of the present age. Repletion is continually being superimposed upon completion. These are some of the limitations which we encounter in attempting to present a unified concept of the cosmic growth of things, meanings, and values, and of their synthesis on ever-ascending levels of reality.